Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
In a historic move, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced that it has established a Conscience and Religious Freedom Division within the Office of Civil Rights to specialize in enforcement of and compliance with laws that protect conscience and the free exercise of religion that prohibit coercion and discrimination. We're going to be talking about this major development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, this is a 180-degree turnaround from the horrible 8 years of the Obama administration. In 2011, the Obama administration's HHS department ultimately repealed any attempt to have regulations that would protect the rights of conscience. Of course, with the Obamacare law, that was exactly the opposite. It trampled on the rights of conscience and required nonprofit, religious, Christian ministries to provide abortion, drugs and devices, and contraception, contrary to their sincerely held religious beliefs. So they repealed the provision in the HHS. And now, 180-degree difference, a new president has been elected, Donald Trump. He has become, in my opinion, the most pro-life president, bar none, in the history of America. And this is an example of one of his many pro-life achievements.
Not just pro-life, but pro-religious freedom, right?
Right.
This is the Conscience and Religious Freedom Division within the Office of the Civil Rights for HHS. And after having a president for 8 years who would presume to unconstitutionally force healthcare providers and surgeons and nurses and doctors, for instance, to take part in abortion homicide, to force them to sin in such a way in violation of the Constitution, the HHS now, under the Trump administration, is on the right side of history, and finally on the right side of what is both lawful and ethical.
Yeah, this is huge. I was fortunate to be able to participate in a telephone conference with the Department of HHS and its director. This director, Roger Severino, has been with this particular HHS since 2008. He has experience of what happened under the Obama administration, and he said very plainly that the Obama administration did everything it could not to enforce these laws and acted to repeal regulations that would provide for protection. He is someone who will take these complaints seriously. He said that the department is now open for business. Here's something else that he said, too. During the entire 8 years of the Obama administration, there were eight complaints during 8 years. That's an average of about one a year, because everyone knew that the Obama administration would not protect the rights of conscience. In the first year, even before this announcement of President Donald Trump and his administration, there have been around 40 complaints filed. Now, with the announcement of this particular division, will actually focus on three things. Enforcement, this OCR, this Office of Civil Rights, focused on conscience and religious freedom, will work on enforcement. So when there are violations of the law, this OCR will actually even participate in enforcement, letters, consultations, and even litigation. They will also focus, number two, on outreach, getting groups like Liberty Counsel and others and the various facilities informed and engaged. And then thirdly, they will work on public policy, regulations, and legislation. So this is huge, Matt. Right now there are, just to give you an idea, the breadth of the OCR. So here's the thing. What does this actually cover? Well, anything with regards to the federal government can only be activated if there is basically a funding stream. That's one of the ways. There's other ways as well. But when there's a funding stream, when funds come from the federal government down to a local entity, then there are laws that ultimately kick in. Well, think about hospitals as an example. Every single hospital in America, public and private, will be affected by this new announcement. Why? Because every single private and public hospital in America, and this is just one group of entities, receives some sort of federal funds. They receive it either directly or they receive it through Medicaid or other kinds of Medicare funds that come through the individuals. That means that anybody who works at any hospital anywhere in America, if they are being forced by the public or private entity to participate in or perform abortions, they can file a complaint with the Office of Civil Rights, and the Office of Civil Rights will enforce the law and make sure that these individuals' rights of conscience and religious freedom will be protected. Liberty Counts will also be participating in making sure that this is ultimately enforced, and we will be working right alongside any individual who has the rights of conscience or freedom violated.
You know, and this is encouraging. This is one of the tangible ways that the president is carrying out the executive order that he signed previously, the Free Speech and Religious Liberty Executive Order. And in that executive order, he declared that the founders envisioned a nation in which religious voices and views were integral to a vibrant public square, and in which religious people and institutions were free to practice their faith without fear of discrimination or retaliation by the federal government. So this is really encouraging that he is putting his money where his mouth is, so to speak.
The irony here is that there were already protections in place under the Obama administration, conscience protection laws
right.
that had already been passed. The Obama administration just happened to choose to violate or ignore or circumvent those laws, laws such as the Church Amendments, the Public Health Service Act, the Weldon Amendment, and a number of other acts.
Including the so-called Affordable Care
yeah.
Act,
which
is the Obamacare,
right?
Which was the big offender. You remember that was passed in 2010,
right?
So what happened in 2011? They repealed, basically whittled down to one sentence, a regulation in the Department of HHS so they wouldn't have to enforce anything.
Just unbelievable. What a difference a few years makes.
What a difference, yeah. President Donald Trump is no doubt the most pro-life president in history. He is the first ever to speak live to the March for Life.
Right.
He did that in the Rose Garden. On the day of the March for Life, surrounded by lots of young people, which represented the demographic of the people that were at the March for Life. And this really began in 2017 when he issued an executive order, like Holly, you were reading. He issued this executive order. He tasked the different agencies to implement it. The first one to implement it, or one of the first, was the Attorney General. And the Attorney General issued a memorandum for all executive departments and agencies, which will include the House Health and Human Services. And it talks about federal law protections for religious liberty. So that was a major directive coming from the president, and now HHS ultimately institutes this. So the rights of conscience, this could not have happened at a better time, Matt, because
No.
This was announced on the day of the March for Life.
Yeah, it was amazing. And it just shows you, you know, the president had his detractors, had his naysayers and skeptics. And I have to admit, early on, I was a bit of a skeptic myself. But he has proven to be a man of his word on the life issue and on the religious liberties issue. He has been the most pro-life, pro-religious freedom president, I think, that we've had, at least in modern times.
Yeah, no question. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website. I encourage you to look at our two press releases on January 18 and January 19. In those press releases, we elaborate more information, set forth the laws. We actually have a hot link to the Department of HHS where you can actually learn more and even file a complaint. If you have questions, you know somebody whose rights of conscience or religious liberty is being violated, if they're, for example, but it's not exclusively for this, but if they're, for example, being forced to participate in or perform abortion, give us a call. And we will ultimately make sure that this particular new development is working. They are committed. This administration and HHS is committed to make sure that your rights of conscience and freedom are protected. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers and financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.